the first sun of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of Earth.
Shabbat shalom, brothers and sisters. Shabbat shalom. It indeed is an honor, blessing, Baraka Thah, to be with you and to be alive here on the Shabbat and the Sabbath. I know I am victorious today. I give all praises to the Most High because no weapon formed against us can prosper. And I know that He is definitely for us. And if the Most High, a higher before you, who can be against you? Even when you're wrongly accused, all praises to the Most High. But I count it a joy, a privilege, and honor to be here with my brothers and sisters all over the scattered diaspora, the four corners of the earth, recognizing and remembering the fourth commandment, which is the Sabbath. And He said, keep it holy, keep it kodesh. Reflect on His goodness. Don't reflect on the bad things. And one of the most important things I want to say to you, brothers and sisters, because we're going to have a great lesson, but I want to exhort you real quick, even as I exhort myself, that no weapon formed against us can prosper. And second of all, He said He inhabits the praises of His people. We are His people. That means He actually lives inside the gratitude that we show Him. So we must be grateful for what we have and where we are today and praise Him with a song, with your hands, with your life, with a dance, with how you eat, with what you do with your body, and watch Him be present with you and rejoice with you. Let's go before our Father in prayer. Sisters, cover your heads. Brothers, uncover your heads. And praying as our brother, Yeshaya, told us to pray. We say, Our Father, our Abba, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So you are tuned in to Blueprint for Life, a study of the statutes, laws, and commandments. This is what we've been told to do. At the end of the day, Solomon said, fear Ahayah and keep his commandments. It's important that we teach and hear these laws and commandments as the brothers and sisters, our forefathers, would do as they went to the synagogues on the seventh day to hear these laws. They are a blueprint for a successful, blessed life. So today, my brother, Ray, shalom, brother Ray, you there?
Shalom, brother. How you doing today?
Man, victorious, as I stated, victorious. Victorious in yourself.
You know, I am blessed of waking up today. The Father gave us another day to give it right. All praises be to Ahayah Shar-Ahayah, and I'm just happy to be here. You know, thank you for letting me come on.
And most definitely, you know, well, like I was telling you earlier, there's nothing will stop the process or the work that we're doing for the Most High, and I hope everybody's letting that be their motto, because we're going to gather. We are gathering now. That means encouraging ourselves, and it's just a blessing for us to be able to talk about these laws. But brother, it's in your hands. I don't want to waste any more time because I know you got a great lesson. So with that being said, I'm gonna yield and listen in today and let my brother take over.
Shalom. Hello.
All right. Shalom.
Just like Brother B did, we start off with the Lord's Prayer. And that's what our lesson is going to be on today, is the Lord's Prayer. And he started off, Yeshaya, telling us, after this manner, we do pray. And I'm going to go over the whole Lord's Prayer again, and then we're going to break it down so we can get understanding for all those things that we need to get. We need to get understanding. And that's the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. And it says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Now, when he says, after this manner, therefore we pray, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He doesn't tell us hallowed be his title. Like Lord is a title, God is a title. The Most High is a title. Not saying that any of these titles, the English tongue or if you speak Hebrew, none of these titles will be wrong. But he told us when we pray, hallowed be thy name. So then we're going to go to Exodus chapter 3. Now be verses 13 through 15 we're going to look at. So we want to get understanding when he says, hallowed be thy name. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? So, again, we're speaking in the English tongue. And Moses is talking to Ahayah. He says, I'm going to the children of Israel. We're going to my people and your people. And he says, they're going to ask me, who sent me? And what should I say is his name? And this is the response. And we're in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14 now. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, that shall they say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. I am, in the Hebrew tongue, as we hear, we say, Ahayah. Ahayah, Ashar, Ahayah. So when he tells Moses this, that is his name. He didn't give him a title. He didn't give him a description. He didn't give him something other than I am that I am as a name. And we're going to continue in verse 15. And God said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is memorial unto all generations. So every generation, if you claim that you are Israel, should know this name. If you are one of the elders of Israel, you should be teaching this name. Now again, the title that we have, we could praise the Most High all day, and we still wouldn't come up hardly good enough because of all the glory that he's already done for us. But we know I am that I am is the name that he's given to all the elders, to all the children, and to everybody. So when we go back to the Lord's Prayer, and after this manner do we pray to Abba, which in Hebrew is Father. Hallowed be thy name. We know that name. Now in Matthew 6, verse 10, he says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So if you live in America right now, you're in a kingdom. America is a kingdom. And in this kingdom, it has so many laws. Not all righteous laws, not all good laws, but they have laws. And when Yeshua was teaching us how to pray, we're praying for his kingdom to come as it's done in earth as it is in heaven. So we know on earth that we're supposed to model how it should be in heaven. Now, some people will tell you because the Messiah, the Christ, was killed on a cross, that Sunday fused the language that we should worship on Sunday. That now the new day of the week, new day of worship, has been replaced with Sunday because he died on the cross. But taking the Lord's Prayer, that doesn't make any sense because it has to be the same way in heaven. That means Yeshua, the Messiah, the Christ, the one we love, that means he would have to go up to heaven. He would have to die up there in the same manner, so it would be the same way in heaven. We don't have anything like that. And if you actually understand the scriptures, we know that the Sabbath is the day that he was already up. First day of the week, he was already out of the earth. But to get understanding of his kingdom and what some of the laws, not all the laws, but some of his laws, we're going to go to Exodus chapter 20. I know a lot of us are familiar with Exodus chapter 20 because these are the Ten Commandments. But you know, as familiar as we are with the Ten Commandments, we do not follow the Ten Commandments. We talk about there are 600 laws. We can't follow 10 of the laws. We look at our Israel brothers and sisters that are still in darkness, that put up big crosses, a big thing for signs. We have the memorial of his name forever. We worship on different days. We are covetous, adulterous. We're adulterous to the Creator. We're adulterous to the Most High because we go into a different relationship with another God on a whim. If we get out of one Christian doctrine, as people do, they'll jump into another Christian doctrine or they'll jump into another faith that doesn't line up with the faith of the word. So, here we're in Exodus chapter 20. And he said, his will be done on earth the same way as in heaven. So we know what his will is. We know what the kingdom is. So I'm going to read this. I am thee, and it says Lord. We know the word was replaced, Lord, with should be a hype. I am is the beginning of it. So I am will be Ahayah, thy God, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, that thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, nor is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold them guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath day of the Lord thy God, and thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger within the gates. For in the 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that them is, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, or his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightning and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they were moved and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not Ahiah speak with us, lest we die. So, again, they went into a promise that they were supposed to keep. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. That they'll be willing to keep the commandments. If Moses was the one that broke it down to them. If Moses was the one that just said it to them. Because with the earth shaking, thunder and lightning, that trumpet sound, the fear of Ahiah is what they needed, but the fear of Ahiah is what they lost. Now we're here in the unrighteous kingdom to give unrighteous judgments against all of us. So we're praying, and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We also got to know that all these things were ordained from the beginning of time, before Yeshua came with Lucifer and Gabriel and all the angels, that the Sabbath day was already invented. On that first day of creation, that light that he was for all the world, and if we are Israel, we're supposed to be that same light unto the world, was already there. That's the reason why he had a Sabbath day. The Sabbath day, if you understand what the law is, the law is a spiritual thing, and you're supposed to be in tune with, as you're keeping the Sabbath, that land should rest every 7 years. Your animals, if you have any livestock, a dog, a cat, again, they're supposed to be keeping the Sabbath just like you, your children, anybody that's a servant. And today we have servants today. The reason why we can't go buy and sell is because if you go out to any place to buy or sell, they're going to be serving you. We keep these commandments. We keep the Sabbath holy because he was holy. And that's the way we show that we want his will, his kingdom on earth. That's the reason why the Sabbath day is a sign between us and the Creator. We see in Romans chapter 8 that the law itself is spiritual. So Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ, not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
for the law of the Spirit of the life in Christ have made me free from the law of sin and death. And if we keep his kingdom, if we preach the gospel and confess it to the winds of the valley of the dry bones for everybody that is in Israel that is dead and now can be awakened, that that his kingdom, if we're in Christ, then we'll be free from the law of sin and death. That means there'll be no more diabetes when he establishes kingdom. There'll be no more heart disease. That means there ain't going to be no Coca-Cola, no Pepsi. There ain't going to be no candies. There ain't going to be no Twizzlers. There's not going to be eating no swine's flesh. There won't be no shellfish that gives you gout. All that stuff will have to end because it's his will. It will be his kingdom. And you'll have the glory of that kingdom because you'll be keeping righteous laws, righteous commandments. And that means you'll have a righteous judgment over you. But we're going to finish the Lord's Prayer. Matthew 6, we're in verse 11 now. And he said, give us this day our daily bread. And what is our daily bread? It's not the food that you're eating. It's not you waking up having to fill your gut with some food so you can be full. The bread of life, what we need, is the Word. You should be in the Word daily. You need to have somebody that loves you. And if that means they love you, that means they're willing to keep the commandments. If they're not willing to keep the commandments, they don't love you. There's somebody that's over you that loves you, that will be willing to break down the Word with you. Precept upon precept upon precept, line upon line upon line. And throughout the scriptures, you'll find out what you're talking about. And it should be reflecting about you keeping that law in the right spirit. And the spirit that you need to keep it is your shot. And that daily bread is you eating up the Word. And if you eat up that Word, you'll understand what the commandments are that you need to keep. You understand. When they say in Leviticus chapter 4, you need to make a sacrifice, that now you are that sacrifice. When it talks about Leviticus 23 and keeping the Sabbath days, and it says in the New Testament, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves, that you'll know that the assembling of yourself is already laid out for you, that you don't have to make a new assembly of yourself. You'll know that you have to keep the Passover, Days of Unleavened Bread, Feast of Weeks, Trumpets, Tabernacles. You'll know the three high Sabbath days you command to come out because it's in the law, it's already written for you. You'll know in Leviticus 11 what the dietary law is, what the instruction is for what you're supposed to put inside your temple, which is supposed to be holy and set apart from the rest of the stuff of the world. You'll know all these things. We're going to read another scripture. Romans chapter 12. And it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service, and be not conformed in this world, but you be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove it which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And we can understand that's the will of Ahiah and what's holy and acceptable. The law is righteous, holy, and perfect in converting the soul. So anybody that's telling you not to keep the law, that's telling you not to be transformed by renewing of your mind. Because the only thing that can transform and renew your mind is that law, is that commandment. And the only way you can get that is as we pray, give us that daily bread. So that will transform now. We're in the last verse we read was Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. But we're going to go back to the Lord's Prayer, Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And we all want to go to the kingdom. But we know everything we have is filthy rags until Yeshaya. We know everything we have full of sin. So only his word can cleanse us. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And we can't go to the Father unless it's through him. So we ask him to forgive us for breaking his law. We ask him to forgive us for being full of sin. We ask him to forgive us when he look upon us to see past that sin, to see past that man and woman, that trans against the law, that broke against his will, to see something that would be perfect, righteous, and holy in his eyes. But in order for us to do that, we have to forgive our debtors. That means the same ones, be husband, be wife, sister, brother, thy neighbor, they're trying to keep the commandments. They're trying to walk in righteousness, but they come up short. If they don't keep it in the right spirit, if they're walking after the flesh, trying to get to where they need to be to, you have to be long-suffering. You have to have forgiveness. You have to have the faith for Yeshaya. You have to be able to forgive them and keep teaching the law. Keep walking in the law, in the spirit that was given to you. You're going to have to be able to tell them when they err. You got to tell them when they transgress against the law. But you also going to have to be able to love them, which is by keeping the commandments. So both of you won't end up in error. So both of you won't be wrong. But forgiving your debtors, forgiving the ones that transcends the law that may affect you. And that's the way you have the spirit of Yeshaya. That's the way you have the spirit of the law. If you have someone and you came into the truth and you're full of knowledge and zeal because the Most High was gracious enough to let you see, to open your eyes so you can have wisdom. And you come across somebody that says, man, I love you. I'm glad you spirit about you, but I'm going to keep eating this fish. Right? What do? You got to love them. You got to keep teaching them the law. You got to show them, as it says in the word, study to show yourself approved. You got to be able to show them why, hey, that swine that you're eating caused inflammation. One of the best signs of congestive heart failure is inflammation. The pericardium around the heart swells up, gets infected. So that law that he gave you in Leviticus 11 to tell you to stay away from that caused you to die faster. That's the reason why we keep it, because he doesn't want us to die in our sins. The reason why we stay away from the shellfish causes gout. Again, another form of inflammation stops the joints. Again, we study to show ourselves approved, so we'll know these things. So when we're talking about the law, the stuff that we come out of our mouth don't seem like foolish janglings, but they're sound, because the Father's already told us what it is. Now we just got to study to show that we know what it is. That's going to hurt us and how it will hurt us. And that's how we forgive our debtors. And that's walking in the spirit of that law. That's walking as Yeshaya, forgive us. We'll have to do the same thing. And I'm not telling you not to shake the dust off your feet if the people you're talking to don't want to keep the law, don't want to keep it, they want to keep going their way, they believe America's got righteous judgment, America's the home of the free and the brave, and shake the dust off your feet and go save Israel. Go save the ones that the Father will open up your eyes so they can see, they can hear this righteous laws and judgments and come on board and further the kingdom. Now, verse number 13. It says, lead us not to temptation, deliver us from evil. What is evil? Is evil what we make up on TV? Is evil like a witch's covenant? Or is witchcraft, sorcery, is that the rebellion against the law? Is it the images that some man makes up takes away from the law, or is it what the law has already pointed out, what the word has already pointed out what evil is? If you're not walking with the Most High, if you're not walking with Ahiah, rebellion, witchcraft, sorcery, those are all the things that go against the law. You have no understanding. When we pray to be delivered from evil, we're praying to be delivered away from the things that keep us away from the law. Because if you stay in a world, in this world, that doesn't keep the law, like America, they tell you man-on-man sex is fine. If you're a black woman, aborting your child is fine. They tell you to live man and a woman, not married, is fine. They tell you not working and go to the government for a handout. It's fine. They tell you that you don't have to honor your mother and your father. If somebody is coarse with you, young black man, young black woman, call the police on them. They tell you all these different things that don't line up with the word. You're supposed to honor your mother and father. You're not supposed to be covetous. You're not supposed to want what the Joneses want. But they'll show you, yo, MTV Raps. I might be dating myself right here. They'll show you all these different things that want you to want what a Kardashian wants. Why? Practicing witchcraft and sin. They're sleeping with this person, that person. That's not what the Most High wants for us. That's not what he wants for you. So again, in that prayer, it says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That means whatever images you see, they have to line up with the word. What you speak must line up with the word. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And what we know amen to be, so be it. So we want it to be the Father's way, not our way. We want it to be what the Creator has put in place for all of us, not just one person, but the whole body of Israel, so we can be grafted in to that olive tree. So if anybody has any questions or comments, I'll let you chime in or say whatever your piece is. And again, we're keeping this because this is our Lord's Sabbath day. This is a commandment. Now, the scripture that we have read over today so far was Matthew 6, 9 through 13, Exodus 3, the name, Exodus 20, the commandments, Romans 8, understand that law is spiritual, and Romans 12, to be transformed by renewing of your mind. Brother Thomas, you got anything you want to say?
Oh, I was on mute. I was just taking it all in. It's all good.
Okay, my brother. How about you, brother V? You have anything you want to add to the lesson? The most important
just
thing I want you to get out
of the water. Great lesson.
I'm sorry, brother V. I was talking while you were talking. Go ahead and say it again.
No, not at this time. I was just saying the water. That was a great lesson.
Oh, thank you. All praise to the Most High. And again, as I'm closing up the lesson, I just want you to understand that when we do that Lord's Prayer, we're praying for His kingdom to come. We're praying for His laws, His judgments, His commandments. So if you could look around in America, and you could watch Israel being killed unrighteously, for running away, some from any lame excuse. One person was because they were robbing a liquor store for cigarettes. None of these things are righteous judgments. None of those things committed a death penalty against us. We understand that we're in the land of our captivity, that Yeshua said he'd send us back into the land of our captivity to the time the Gentiles be fulfilled. We understand that we got back to our land of our captivity on slave ships. There I was talking about Luke as well as Deuteronomy 28. So we understand that where we at, and we understand the only thing that can bless us while we're in the land of our captivity, turning it back away from the world, being transformed by renewing our mind, keeping the commandments, and he will bless us for these things. Even if I die while I'm here in this land and I keep those commandments, there's a reward for me. And I should only have one hope. My hope shouldn't be for a lottery ticket. My hope shouldn't be to go to Vegas and bust it out and win all the money. My hope shouldn't be for me to be with some form of model or some kind of thing that's going to cause sin. My only hope I need to have is so I can get into the kingdom. It's only one hope we should have, and that's to get into the kingdom. So with all these things, all these laws that America tells you that are fine and righteous, you got to understand, it don't line up to the book. If the laws of America are set up, you got to understand, when we were back in slavery, when we first got over here, in I think it was the 1600s, when we were going to celebrate 4th of July, we got to understand we were slaves then too, and they made more laws to keep us slaves long. That all those laws were to break up Israel. All those unrighteous laws were to keep us not to be one family. It was to keep us to be separated from the Creator, because the Creator is our family. Now, my wife, she comes with me. I'm the head, and we become one in a higher. We become one, and we try to keep his commandments, his laws. And just like he said in Exodus chapter 20, I'm supposed to teach that to my children. Remember what Job prayed? He said, even if his kids are far off, his only prayer was hoping they're keeping the commandments. But if you're here in America, they're teaching you, husband, wife, child, that you don't have to keep a higher a commandments, that those commandments are all done away with, that the only thing you need to pledge to is this flag. We'll let you go to any kind of 501c church that you want to go to, because they're going to teach you to keep the commandments. You keep pledging to this flag, and they believe that's going to give you salvation. But if you open up this book and do your daily bread, you understand what commandments you need to keep. So with that, I hope you enjoy the show. We'll get our brother V back hopefully next week, and we're thankful for this line and every line that's open that want to lead people back to the truth, back to the way, back to Yeshua. We're thankful for every brother that's in Israel that's prophesying to the wind today. We're thankful for every sister and daughter that's helped building up the kingdom. So after we get done with this Sabbath on this line, I hope you have a Shabbat Shalom. I hope you understand that Shalom, that word means peace, and the peace that, again, we're hoping for is that 1,000 years with the Creator, with salvation, where we won't have to worry about if our water was filled over with dung, if we're worrying about what we're going to put in our temple, because everything is going to be holy, righteous, and good there. So that's the peace when we say Shalom that we're hoping for. And for everybody that's going to wake up on that first day of the week, understand that first day of the week, just like Yeshua was, be a light unto that world. And that light unto the world will be telling that the first day of the week does not replace the Sabbath day, which the Sabbath day is for the whole world. And you do the same thing on Tuesday, same thing on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and when that sun gets ready to go down, get yourself some edification, get yourself stronger in that world, that word, so we can go out and preach that truth. With that, I hope you have a good Sabbath day. May the higher bless you, keep you, and hopefully we'll all be in salvation one day. Amen, so be it. And with that, that's the end of the show.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.